Our first scripture reading today comes from the Hebrew Bible, from Proverbs, chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9, and 22 and 23. You can find this on page 570. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity, and the rod of anger will fail. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. Sorry, I read 8 and 9 first. Excuse me. A good name to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Do not rob the poor because they are poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord pleads their cause and despoils of the life those who despoil them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson comes from the letter of James to the churches of the first century. James 2, 1 through 17, and you can find it if you'd like to follow along, which we encourage, on page 215 of the Pew Bible. And we are continuing right on with the letter from where we left off last week. My brothers and sisters, do you with your acts of favoritism really believe in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ? For if a person with gold rings and in fine clothes comes into your assembly, and if a poor person in dirty clothes also comes in, and if you take notice of the one wearing the fine clothes and say, "Have a seat here, please," while to the other who is poor you say, "Stand there," or "Sit at my feet," have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, has not God chosen the poor in the world to be rich in faith and to be heirs of the kingdom that he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who oppress you? Is it not they who drag you into court? Is it not they who blaspheme the excellent name that was invoked over you? You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it. For the one who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You shall not murder." Now, if you do not commit adultery, but if you murder, you have become a transgressor of the law. So speak and so act as those who are to be judged by the law of liberty. For judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? If a brother or sister is naked and lacks daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and eat your fill," and yet you do not supply their bodily needs, what is the good of that? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our gospel lesson for today comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark. Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. It's in the New Testament of your Pew Bible on page 40. Hear what may be for you some familiar stories. From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not anyone did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now, the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the daughter lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hands on him. Jesus took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. If you think back about the reading from James, James had two questions for us. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but do not have works? Can faith save you? Well, the end result of me studying these scriptures this week is that I found two questions of my own to pose to you this morning on top of those questions from James. Is your faith working? And are you working your faith? Is your faith working, and are you working your faith? I want you to think about those questions, kind of let them settle in your mind as we together think about that story from Mark, that story that's known as the story of the Syrophoenician woman. Now, when you consider that story, it seems fairly obvious. This is a story of a miracle. But you know what? The most important part of this story from the gospel is not that Jesus was able to pull the demon spirit out of this woman's daughter. Now, that's an important miracle. It's a good thing. But that's not the most important part of this story. I believe that the real key to this story is the exchange, the theological and cultural exchange that went on between Jesus and that woman. Now, think about that woman. She had several things going against her from the get-go. She was female, which was a big barrier in the time. She was Gentile. She wasn't a Jew. We don't know what religion she was, but she clearly was not of the chosen people. And three, she was in a pretty rocky social situation, because in that region, the Jewish people around that town had some pretty rough exchanges with the Gentile folks who lived in the town. So when you think about the setup, by all rights, a non-Jewish woman from that region probably should not have gained an audience with Jesus at all. He probably shouldn't have given her the time of day. And yet, when she comes forward, she hears about him. She finds him in this home. She gains entry. She kneels at his feet and she begs him to remove the demon from her daughter. And there is this incredible battle of wits going on right after that. Jesus says to her, I know my ministry on this earth. I know that I was sent to care for the people of Israel, the Jewish people. And sister, you're not one of them. In fact, he is not even gentle. He is rude. And he takes the guts to call her by a derogatory name, which in the Greek comes out as, you little dog. And we really can't understand the depth of that expression. It is really ugly what he said to her. Now, she also doesn't miss a beat. She has heard about this Jesus from Nazareth. She's heard that this teacher is doing some amazing things. And she has the guts to come back to him and say, that may be true that the dogs don't eat the food from the children's table. But she says, Master, even the dogs get the crumbs that the children leave. And this so surprises and so shocks Jesus that he's almost taken aback. And he realizes that his ministry on this earth has been much too focused. He has been myopic in his view. He realizes in that instance that he is also to save Gentile people as well as Jewish people. And if you hear what it said from Mark's gospel, he says something like, wow, you spoke so well, I'm going to grant you this wish. If you go to the gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, my sister, your faith is so strong, let it be as you have wished. Jesus is taken aback by her faith, by her reasoning. And when she goes home that afternoon, her child is restored to full health. Think about that story. Is your faith working? Are you working your faith? Now, having me ask that question, is your faith working, is kind of like me saying to you, does gravity work today? Now, I don't know how what you feel about gravity, whether you believe in it, whether you think about it at all, but whether or not you know, gravity is working. That's what's keeping me here on these steps. A good buddy of mine, we raised kids together, he said to me, gravity works even when you don't. That was about the time we were picking our sons up off the ground. What I mean by this is, as we read in another part of James, actually, forgive me, it's in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Paul says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. By grace you have been saved through faith. What does that mean? What it means is just like gravity always being there, whether or not you believe it, whether or not you know Christ as your Savior, God loves you. More than anyone else in this entire world, more than your best friend, more than your family, God loves you unconditionally. No matter what you do, God loves you. And all you have to do is accept that that's true. I accept gravity. I accept that God loves me. And you then should respond. Well, God calls us to respond by giving us the gift of His unconditional love. But God also gives us faith. Now, that's a term that you hear all the time in church. It's written all over the Bible. If you do a word search in the Bible, faith comes up a bazillion times. Faith means a lot of things to a lot of people. But what I mean by faith today here is trusting God. Faith means to trust God 100%. It means no matter what happens, I believe that God is doing the right thing. That even though if I don't understand gravity, even if I don't understand God's unconditional love, God is working things out that in the end they will turn out as they're supposed to. That is trusting God. Now, with that as an idea, is your faith working? Well, I trust God. But you know, I think about all those thousands of times that I've gone to bed at night and I've prayed to God and I've said, God, please help me in this situation. And thousands of times it seems like God is not even listening. My prayers go unanswered. The new shoes, the new car, the new computer, God's not listening. Taking care of those people I love, God, are you listening? How do we reconcile a God who loves us all the time with the fact that those we love have accidents? People we love die of cancer. People are taken away from us for no obvious reason. Well, no. My faith is decidedly not working. But God asks that we trust God 100%, and we still ask those unanswerable questions. There are mysteries we can never know. But faith calls us to trust in God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. God's spirit, God's nature, God's mystery. As it turns out, that first question leads inevitably to the second question. Is your faith working? Well, are you working your faith? I want you to think again about that Syrophoenician woman. She was working her faith. She came to this Jewish teacher she knew nothing about, but she'd heard, this guy heals people. And she believed in God. She had faith in God. She trusted God. And so she was willing to go to that city to ignore the snide remarks and the comments, the looks of scorn from the disciples. Take a look at your bulletin, that graphic. If you read behind the scenes, those disciples are not welcoming her to see the Lord. She gains entry into that house. She is so bold to say, Jesus of Nazareth, you can heal my daughter. Please do so. That is how strong her faith is. She doesn't know for sure, but she trusts in God and she works her faith. And therefore, her faith is indubitably working for her. I want you to think about how many times have you woken up or have you been thinking and realized that your trust in God was pretty low? Have you ever had those times? I have those times a lot where I'm not quite sure that God is really listening, that God is really loving me, that God's will is really actually being done. Let me give you an example from when I was a younger guy in the Church of Christ. We lived in Cortez and went to the First Church of Cortez. I believed in God. I'd grown up in the church. I had faith, I thought. But boy, I was doubting. I wasn't really sure. Well, as it turned out, very soon there, that church had decided to build a new playground for their kids, to build it from the ground up. There was nothing there. And so on several weekends, we removed the grass, we laid the footings in concrete, we built the playground itself, we finished the site. And I knew nothing about the project when we started, but I volunteered. I said, I'll try. So the pastor took me under his wing and he helped me understand all this great equipment. And we worked hard. And I can remember after that fact,
As we laughed and cried and sweated together, those other folks from the church and me, as we worked and tried to discern what was God's will, I found that over time, my faith in God had returned. I could trust God. And it was in that action that James talks about that I was able, through those works, to return the credibility of my faith. And I believe that even in those times when we don't feel very faithful, and we don't trust God, when we aren't sure about the future, if we will act as though we do, in fact, it will come about. I believe that when you work your faith, you'll discover that your faith is working. When we trust in God, we will recognize that God is always trustworthy. A little more from that letter to the church at Ephesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are what He has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. People of action, people of works, people of faith, this is our way of life. Amen.